Why So Much? Darcy Burdock, Book 2. Written and read by Laura Dockrill.
When I was younger, I wanted a comfort blanket so badly. Did you know, although you may have found this out the hard way, the same rules apply for comfort blankets as they do nicknames? You don't get to pick them yourselves. Like a nickname, a comfort blanket must find you. I was never given a bit of blanket to cuddle or a label to flick or a silky to stroke or a bobble to gobble. Mum said those kids were annoying, always carrying a dirty old square of material or bit of t-shirt around with them. But it didn't stop me wanting one. One day, when Mum was throwing out the old curtains, I dramatically threw myself onto this one end of curtain, pretending I had a real connection to it. And eventually, after much deliberation and annoyance from Mum's part, she allowed me to rip off a weary, bedraggled rag. And this rag soon became my comfort blanket. Next was the name. All comfort blankets needed a name, so that when you referred to them, only you and those close knew what you were on about. That's the whole point. It's an attention-seeking thing, a bit like an imaginary friend. I tried. Bam Bam? No. Wonky? Oh, yuck. Binky? Bong Bong? Stupid and babyish. Huggy? Oh, too obvious. And then it hit me. Cuff Cuff. This was going to be my Cuff Cuff. Cuff Cuff would be my only true, real, actual friend that I would whisper all my secrets into the cottoned ear of, and she would listen and whisper back. Probably even she would make me do stuff like insist on eating a series of midnight feasts and snap Poppy's Dolly's legs off, and I'd have to obey, of course. We were bound to have lots of fun together, this comfort blanket and I. It turns out that Cuff Cuff didn't make a very good friend after all, because she didn't do much comforting or whispering, and so I got bored of Cuff Cuff after a while. It was just one of those things I didn't really need, it turns out. I guess the more older you become in life, the more your interests change, and so do your, big word alert, priorities. A priority means the main thing you care about more than other things. Like, for example, if I sit down to eat a roast dinner, my priority is the roast potatoes rather than the broccoli. Well, when I was smaller, my priorities were wondering why they hardly ever make trousers for dollies, pretending to own a shoe shop, pretending to talk on the phone, overdosing from a sugar overload, lying completely still to convincingly look like I was dead. But now, my priority is my family. As we sit all cuddled up, one on top of the other, bellies full from our chips, Lambeth snoozing on our laps, the air shifts from normal to cold, but it doesn't touch us, our dozing heads, our holding hands, our floppy socks. I want to stay here in this moment forever, like a tiny frozen snowflake, never growing up, never going to bigger a school, never, never, never.